What's up, guys? It's Ray from the Laid Back Chat, also from Rated R Reviews. So I originally made this recording for a video, but I decided to put it up here just because I thought it came out pretty clear and pretty well done. Not professional, of course, but it came out okay. So here's my review on Joker. Hey, what is up, guys? This is Ray from Rated R Reviews, and this is a review on The Joker. Directed by Todd Phillips, starring Joaquin Phoenix, The Joker is an incredible film, guys. I cannot even properly establish how good this movie is done. Not only did they take the world's favorite and best developed villain, and that's shrouded in secrecy, but they turned it on its heel. They made it so realistic and so psychologically scary that I was super, super impressed with this film. And I mean, it doesn't compare to any other comic book movie because it's not a comic book movie. It's a psychological thriller slash character study piece on this crazy ass character. So Joaquin Phoenix stars as Arthur Fleck. And Arthur Fleck pretty much leads a mundane life. He lives with his mother. He's kind of low on cash. He plays a clown. He flips a sign on the street. Sometimes he does little parties and stuff like that. And that's pretty much his life. He has no love interest. He has no anything along those lines going for him, like in a regular life. He is, oh man, he's pretty much the weirdo. Sorry if you hear any like beeping or creaking. I'm in an old crappy chair, and there's a fire alarm that will not stop beeping, and even though I disconnected it. Well, anyway, it's kind of like that fire alarm from Phoebe dealt with in Friends. Anyway, 25th anniversary for them. Anyway, so yeah, Joker is an incredible film. It is incredibly well acted. Every single person in there is fantastic. Joaquin Phoenix should win every single award possible that is available for an actor to win, because this guy went from lonely, scary, creepy dude to psycho leader, you know, in about 2 hours' time, and he did it flawlessly. Now the movie is a slow burn, which pretty much refers to the movie having a lot of character nuances throughout the first maybe 50% of the movie. 40 to 50% of the movie is pretty much him leading a regular life. Some messed up things happen to him. Some dark things happen to him. He starts pretty much breaking at this point. And then one day he has an epiphany and something really horrible happens. I'm not going to go into that in this review. I might do a spoiler review video, but just to say something bad happens that he does, and he starts realizing, hey, that felt pretty good. He takes it from there. It's kind of like a Breaking Bad type of thing, and it's done masterfully. And not only was the acting incredible, but the cinematography, it was shot so well. I mean, you could tell it's like more of an independent type style, but it's shot so well, like a guerrilla style. I love movies that are shot like that. And it fit the tone of the movie perfectly. Todd Phillips did an incredible job writing the script. I think he spent like a year and a half on it. Joaquin Phoenix did an incredible acting job and played it from creepy to psycho to everything. I love the movie. I mean, this is the first time I think I've been excited while watching a movie, before watching the movie, and after the movie, except for like maybe Avengers Endgame and Infinity War and Logan, movies like that. Last year, my favorite movie was also a Joaquin Phoenix movie called You Were Never Really Here, and I love that movie, and that's the movie that they chose Joaquin Phoenix for, I guess, to play the Joker. And for me, the Joker surpassed that movie. From the makeup, to the sound, to the music that chosen to play, to all the acting performances, Yeah, Joker is a non-miss movie. I highly recommend it. Go see this movie. Go see this film. Enjoy it. Love it. And I'm going to do a spoiler review right after this one. Hopefully you guys didn't watch that. So please hit like, subscribe, go watch Joker. Go love that movie. Again, it's a slow burn. If you're expecting action like a regular Marvel movie or regular Justice League movie, or Justice League movie, come on, that was pretty weak, or a regular DC movie, then don't go see it. This is more along the lines of a Christian Bale, a Dark Knight type movie, but it's a bit of a smaller scale and a lot more messed up. And when I say a lot more messed up, I mean it's very, 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 very dark. Okay, guys, I'm Ray from Radar Reviews. Thank you so much for watching. Go watch Joker, guys. Don't miss that movie. And don't bootleg it either. Just go watch the movie. All right. Peace.